This is St. Louis Public Radio. In the current political climate, extremists expressing overt racist views have become emboldened. That changes the conversation in classrooms where students learn about race and culture. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips takes us to a high school class in South St. Louis County as they discuss the white supremacy rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Afton English teacher Brian Jennings' goal for his senior cultural studies class is for his students to learn how to support their opinions with facts. So he began the classroom discussion on Charlottesville by reminding students that the rally started as a protest against plans to remove a Confederate statue. Then a man drove a car into a crowd of anti-racist counter-protesters, killing one woman and injuring 19 others.
Do we agree that those are all facts? So this is not something sort of that anybody can test. This is here.
Right away, student Malaysia Smith wanted to know why police were slower to act in Charlottesville than in Ferguson after Michael Brown was killed by police.
In Ferguson, when they were rioting, they were officers and the National Guard with tear gas and, like, you know, the face mask, and then somebody got killed, and we don't see that, like, at all.
Charlottesville police did eventually use tear gas to disperse protesters. But Malaysia's question jump-started an animated 30-minute discussion. Some students, like C.J. Osborne, thought Ferguson was different because property was damaged.
They destroyed a whole entire Quick Trip. They destroyed cars. They lit stuff on fire like they were carrying around weapons, like threatening the police.
Others, like Isabella Millen, were upset by the idea that Ferguson was worse than Charlottesville.
I really don't think any of that matters. Like, yeah, in Ferguson, things were destroyed. There's both violence in both situations. Like, people did get killed. I'm getting really mad.
Isaiah Minner pointed out that police did have warning that things could get ugly in Charlottesville.
The alt-right or the neo-Nazis or white supremacists or whatever you want to call them were actually like posting like on social media that they were going to be violent. Like that's what they came with the intent to do. And that was a lot of why they were arguing to move it, because they were anticipating violence.
Jennings used that point to ask students what they think is the right way to respond to racist demonstrations, pointing out that violence occurs when there's conflict. After continuing the discussion over lunch, the students came back excited to talk some more. C.J. Osborne started a debate about the right place for Confederate monuments, with a question also asked by President Donald Trump.
Are you going to go in? Are you going to take down? Are you going to blow up Mount Rushmore, basically? Because George Washington had slaves, like... What's the difference? They're two monuments. I understand one has more meaning, but they're both two monuments that are national, like, treasures, basically.
Ilias Syntakis thought Confederate monuments should be put in museums, but statues of George Washington should be left alone.
I kind of find it a little different. He was our first president. I mean, he should be everywhere, of course.
Jennings used that idea to ask the white male students how they would feel if all monuments of people who looked like them were taken down. The students' first response...
Confused.
Then Isaiah Minner said he thought that would be almost unfair.
Just because you're white doesn't mean you're racist. I'm white and I'm not racist. Sure, I have had white privilege just because I'm a white male, but that doesn't mean that I'm racist.
It was an uncomfortable thought for some, one of many the teacher plans to raise this year in a class designed to challenge bias before his students leave high school behind. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.